This is Morning Edition on 89.3 Huntsville. Earlier this week, a mysterious signature showed up on local weather radar, sparking a flurry of tweets and Facebook posts on social media. Eventually, it was determined the strange blob, which appeared to be a severe thunderstorm on radar, was actually caused by a military exercise where a material called chaff was floated through the air. I spoke with UAH Professor of Atmospheric Science Kevin Knupp about the mystery.
Well, we discovered that this blob that suddenly appeared on Tuesday afternoon was actually a chaff release on the western edge of Redstone Arsenal. And because the winds were so light, that blob remained over about the same location for an extended period of time.
Tell our listeners a bit more about what chaff is and how it interacts with radar.
Okay, chaff consists of very thin fibers that are coated typically with aluminum. They're very light and fall very slowly, about 20 centimeters per second. It's used for different applications, mostly for military applications to obscure anything else that might be flying around that the military might want to hide. Or it's also used to confuse any missiles that are radar-based.
And you said the length, the size of the chaff has a lot to do with its success.
Yeah, chaff is designed to fit the wavelength of the radar that detects it. So the radar that we saw this from was a Weather Service radar from Hightop. That has a wavelength of 10 centimeters, and the chaff that's most effective would be about half that wavelength, 5 centimeters. And what we saw when we went out and looked for some chaff was chaff that fit that description.
So in order for chaff to be effective, you do need to know something about the radar you're trying to affect?
Yeah, radars of different wavelength for a given length of chaff would react differently. Quite often what is done is there are chaff packets that have these multiple lengths that would cover a wide range of radar wavelengths.
Have you ever seen anything like this in Huntsville before?
I haven't seen anything this prominent around or in this area. So it came as a surprise to me to see something this profound.
And is there any sort of risk involved with dumping something like this in the air over a metropolitan area? You said that it's fairly safe.
Chaff is very quickly dispersed by the turbulence in the lower part of the atmosphere, thermals that cause the chaff to rise to high altitudes. In this case, it was about 6,000 feet above ground. But it gets dispersed so quickly that the concentration is really low, and to my knowledge, there really is no health hazard.
And this has generated, obviously, a lot of interest and discussion. Finally, if you could just talk a little bit about your experience in the aftermath of this. I know you've talked with NPR and some other media outlets as well.
My research team, which consists mostly of graduate students, took an interest in this, and they tweeted what we had seen. They tweeted a radar picture. And that very quickly was picked up and retweeted such that it got out to the Twitterverse, if you will, very quickly. And speculation by others outside of the community started, and some speculated it can't be chaff, it must be insects. We maintained it was chaff and finally proved that the next day when we found the chaff fibers.
Is there anything else of interest about this that people should know, or is this just one of those oddball things that happens and
people...
Well,
it's an oddball thing that really captivated the interest of the public, but from a scientific point of view, or atmospheric science point of view, I found it very interesting to see how quickly this chaff was dispersed under the very low wind conditions that we had on Tuesday.
Professor Kevin Knupp is with the Department of Atmospheric Science at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
You're most welcome.